Welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. If you're just joining us, we are here today with Dr. Janelle Soler, Reverend Bobby Lewis, and Ms. Sherry Patterson, who is hosting along with me. And we're talking about the importance of spirituals and gospels in the Black community. Right before we went to break, Reverend Bobby was going to give us some of his thoughts on why he believes that we should still be singing and teaching these songs. I'm going to let Sherry, I'm going to let you restate that question just to make sure I got it right before Reverend Bobby answers.
Thank you, Christina. Yes, Pastor, if you could consider an answer here. Spirituals and gospel songs are considered to be old and outdated, and some people don't even sing them anymore. Why do you believe that we should continue singing and teaching these songs to our younger generation?
As I travel everywhere I go, they have on my schedule. Okay, we have you hit for 2 hours at this high school. I'm like, 2 hours! 2 hours in this high school, and you have an hour and 12 minutes with the kids. And I'm like, oh, God. And I am devastated because I know they are all over the place. They're like, ugh. And I'm not talking about the children. I'm talking about the high school students. They're all over. And it's not them physically. Mentally.
Okay.
They are all over the place. They are dealing with so much. They're dealing with so much with the way they look, the way they, what they feel about themselves and their integrity issues because they have to do stuff to fit into groups and all. And this time that I'm with them to teach them about a time when none of this was an option and to hear about a people that were taken from their land. And I am shocked at the questions. They're like, is this like real? This really? And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
It's a part of our history. And I said, yes. And I told them that there was a lack of compassion for other people. And I said, the only way we can get that is to understand our history and understand what happened. And if we don't understand it, it will happen again and again.
Yes.
And it doesn't happen on a ship, but it happens in relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we don't get compassion from the stories we learn interpersonal behavior, how to treat each other. And this music, when I go and explain what the songs meant and what it's amazing how this group of people, when I walk in the room, they are all over the place. But when we leave, they're like, "It's that? Can you do just one more? Wow. And can we take a picture?" And question. And they are so focused, and life has shrunk. It's not so big anymore. Yeah. Because then they just start to say, "Wow, we're so lucky."
Yes, yes,
I am blessed.
Yes. Yes.
My life is important.
Yes.
And my dreams are important. And, you know, and it's just, it helps us to be compassionate. It helps us remember a darkness that can easily creep back up again, you know? And it's, so that's why I love, you know, this is a bit a long answer, but I loved this movement of young people who pushed back against racism and pushed back against that whole George Floyd incident. It was young people who said, never again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You will not take us back.
Yeah.
We will not be those people.
Right.
You know, we will respect one another. I love my Black sister. I love my white brother. We will not be these people that you were. And they brought our country to a standstill. The young people, the kids, brought the parents to a standstill.
You're absolutely right.
And that's the compassion that comes from spirituals. That's the compassion that puts big old burly, strong Black men on a cruise ship and and bury them under the decks, and they have no voice. They have no strength, and they become these docile people who most of them die on a crossing over the ocean, and they're discarded. And the young people said, that cannot happen again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that knee on George Floyd's neck was the ship again. The ship was coming back to destroy whoever we want to destroy. Mm. And the young people stood up with compassion. And that's what gospel music and spirituals and music in general, it brings us to a gentler, softer unity. It unifies us. I think we can never be without it.
Yeah.
Never.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Now,
and when you think about that cruise ship, what song was composed on that cruise ship?
Amazing Grace.
Thank you. There you go. By not a slave, by whom?
A slave owner.
Yes. So,
yep.
So that is the reason why songs are not outdated.
Come on.
Because you could sing Amazing Grace at a memorial service till you're blue in the face. But let me tell you something. I just sang at a memorial service yesterday. And Amazing Grace was one of the songs that we sang.
Mm.
And would you believe that there was a piece of African-American history that was in that memorial service that nobody even knew about? So that is the reason why you keep singing these old, quote unquote, outdated songs. That's why, because they are literally a part of your everyday walk nowadays. What I respect about the classical tradition of the spirituals is that you have these African-American composers, right, who are composing these spirituals with their arrangements, with their musical interpretation that really touches on jazz flair. You know, Margaret Bonds is a African-American composer from Chicago who is a pianist, and all of her spirituals, all of her arrangements have just a touch of jazz in them. So do you see how it's spilling into other genres of music there? Yeah. So that's why we keep it alive, because it is alive.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not old and outdated.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's, and I'm not sure if it's a genre of these songs or not, called call and response. Talk to me about that, and let's demonstrate one.
Ooh. Well, I know that call and response was something that the slaves had to do when they worked on a chain gang, like on a monotonous thing they had to do all day long. Because everything they did was just the same thing, just all day till the sun came down. And the thing that would keep them mentally, emotionally, and spiritually connected was singing. Somebody would start a song and somebody else would join along. It was all that. Before you knew it, they were motivated and they were working hard. And before you knew it, hours had passed.
Right.
It used to annoy the masters, the slave guards. It would annoy them until they realized, they're working harder when they sing. Sing on, brother. Go ahead. Keep on singing, you know. And it was the music that kept them working and encouraged them to be unified and get more done. But it was keeping them alive mentally and spiritually.
Can you recall one that we could demonstrate?
Yes. It says, I got a home, you got a home, all of God's children got a home. When we get to heaven, gonna put on, walk in our home, gonna walk all over God's heaven. And then the call guy would say, I got shoes, you got shoes, all of God's children got shoes. And everyone would say, when we get to heaven, gonna put on our shoes, gonna walk all over heaven. Oh, I got a robe, you got a robe, all of God's children got a robe. If I would say, when we get to heaven, gonna put on a robe, gonna walk all over God's heaven, and that will go on and on and on.
You know, love it.
That's a call and response song.
Yes, when you think about the call and response and how that trickles, how that piece of African-American history, how does that travel into other situations? Think about the military. Do you hear call and response in the military?
Yes.
What did you come to do? I came to I mean, what gets you through PT in the morning? I'm not a military person, so pardon me for speaking out of context here. However, I know it's there, right? Mm-hmm. So you hear, I mean, this is, again, this is like Amazing Grace again. Yep. I'm sitting at a memorial yesterday. Yes. There's call and response in everything that we do. Yep. Well, you go to a cheer. I go to my daughter's swim meet.
Right.
There's call and response there before they all jump in the pool.
You're right.
African American history. Boom.
That's it.
Present.
That's it. Even the chain gang in prison.
Yep.
Chain
cheerleading. Yes. Yep. Say it.
Yep. Yep. So I know it's almost time for a break, but I want to ask this question. Why do we have choirs and ensembles? And why don't we just do solos? Why choirs? I mean, I love choir. I mean, I've been in choir since I was 3 years old. I've always sung all my life. And I used to Juno, and there were no choirs. We had praise teams. And we did have harmony, but it was different. I like the fullness of a choir, a fullness of an ensemble or chorale. Why? Why choirs? Why ensembles?
Well, you know, when we walked in that room in Juno the first time, we had 64 people.
Yes, that's right.
64 people who came in that room because they thought they were going to hear about the genre of spirituals. They thought they were going to get a lecture and go home. Half of them did not know they were going to be put in the alto, soprano, and bass tenor section. They had no clue. But the sound that happens when we teach each other how to blend.
Yes.
How to work together, how to harmonize. And when we all realize and you hear it and you're like, oh, that was beautiful. And
you think,
I'm a part of this.
Yes.
I'm a part of this beauty. And when you come and learn parts, and it's like we live for this. When I was in Fairbanks, they told me about Janelle's choir. They love the meeting and getting music and coming together. It's an identity.
Yes.
And it celebrates community, you know?
Yes.
Also worship too, when you think about it, because when you think about the word choir, I mean, it stemmed from the Latin church, right? So this is a group of people. It stemmed from church.
Yes.
Worship.
Yes.
Worship, guys. Worship. Yep. You know, like from the church. And so you think about that, and you think about the fact that you can actually worship through song together, like Pastor Bobby said, with you know, blending together. That's unification. Unification of sound, soul, spirit, mind, all through the power of music.
Love it.
Right?
Yes.
So what an opportunity to worship together as well. It's
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. With that, I'm going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.